This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. A team of World Health Organization experts' long-awaited fact-finding mission on the origins of COVID-19 got underway on Friday in Wuhan in central China. The WHO said its team plans to visit hospitals, markets like the Hunan Seafood, and laboratories at facilities like the Hunan Center for Disease Control. The mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the outbreak. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking steps to undo damage of the Trump administration's health care policies. Biden signed two orders Thursday, opening a three-month enrollment period for uninsured Americans who now want to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The president's order also restores funding for foreign non-government groups that give information to women about abortions. Authorities in Romania say a hospital fire early Friday in Bucharest that treats COVID-19 patients killed at least four people and injured several others. So far, no word on a cause of the blaze that was extinguished. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Novavax says its COVID-19 vaccine appears 89% effective based on early findings of a British study. The shots also seem to work against new mutated versions of the virus circulating in that country and South Africa, though not as well. Novavax says it needs more data before it can seek British authorization. The British government is promising to stand by the people of its former colony, Hong Kong, against a Chinese crackdown as it launches a new visa program. Starting Sunday, holders of British national overseas status will be able to apply to live and work in Britain for up to 5 years and eventually seek citizenship. Thousands protested across Poland on Thursday against a government ruling banning terminations of pregnancies with fetal defects, which amounts to a near total abortion ban. Under the new rules, terminations will be permitted only in case of rape and incest and when a mother's life or health is in danger. Doctors performing illegal abortions in Poland face jail time. The White House has condemned the Pakistan Supreme Court's release of a British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. A White House spokeswoman said the Biden administration is calling for Ahmad Sheikh to be extradited to the United States to stand trial. Lebanese rioters set buildings on fire in Tripoli as an outrage over the country's coronavirus lockdown turned violent. The Lebanese military was deployed to quell the rage. The protests have been taking place for the past 4 days. And General Motors, the largest U.S. automaker, set a goal of producing vehicles with no tailpipe emissions by 2035, shifting away from gas and diesel engines. GM's announcement comes after President Joe Biden pledged to tackle greenhouse emissions and boost sales of electric vehicles. Biden also promised to replace the government's fleet of vehicles with electric models. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.